This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We just had a great interview with our friend, the proprietor down at Arcadia Ales, Tim Surprise. But he's got some great beer going on down there in this fall seasonal Jawjacker. You got to give that a try. Pumpkin spice. It's different, but I think you'll like it. But the Grillin' Guys are live all over mid-Michigan. We're from Traverse City down to Ann Arbor and smoking up everywhere in between. But we're going to go out of state right now. And Bob, who are we going to be talking with?
Before we do that, I just got to tell you, this producer of ours, Brian Fongers, coming up with ZZ Top on a Saturday morning, baby.
It's all good.
Beer drank us. We're going to talk with Dave Lobeck right now from Barbecue My Way. Good morning, David.
Bob, how are you?
I'm good, pal.
Hey, I got to tell you, I'm kind of pumped a little ZZ Top and talk about some beer. I'm kind of bummed I wasn't in part of the first segment.
Isn't that nice?
Golly, what a great way to start a Saturday.
I think we've got, like, probably one of the most talented producers and underappreciated guys here in the box with us on Saturdays. And if we're out on location, he's still back here, you know, punking out the jams and taking care of this big board. But listen,
I'm sure the producer knows that underappreciated probably means underpaid as well.
Well, it's radio, man.
I know. I've been there, done that.
It's kind of like barbecue.
That's right.
So I just wanted to tell folks a little bit about what you do now. I've gotten your newsletters for years. I don't know. I don't even know how long. I wouldn't guess. But your barbecue tips from Barbecue My Way. Tell everybody a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm actually a financial advisor by day, and on weekends and nights, I just love to barbecue and create good barbecue and grill. And it's something that I just started for the fun of it. I think we've had the website now since 07. And it really started with my wife and I, Liz, doing some videos for our kids. We wanted to leave them ideas on recipes and techniques. And you know how in the good old days it was all done where you write stuff down. And we thought, gosh, with the new world and technology, maybe we could just create some videos. So we started doing that, hoping that when we're long gone, they'll be able to pull up these videos and see how we did things. So that's kind of where it started. We had the YouTube channel. And we launched the Barbecue My Way to embed those videos as instructionals. And it's funny, it's, you know, some of the recipes we have are some of the top page hits in Google now. So I guess it's just been out there long enough, and we've hit a few hot buttons.
Yeah, well, barbecuemyway.com is where you'll find David. And I truly, I'd recommend to anybody, sign up for the Grilling Tips, because you're a great planner. You're in the right business being a financial planner, because you're out there doing your research all the time in the market, and I can tell you're doing it on your smoker.
Well, it's a passion, so when it's a passion, it doesn't feel like work. And a lot of, when people hear that website, they might be a little mistaken. It's actually BBQ My Way instead of barbecue, so that's, we just think of it as BBQ meaning barbecue, but it's BBQMyWay.com, and it's just been something we do for fun, and maybe you can sometime give me an idea on how to monetize it. We have a lot of traffic, but we really don't make much money on it. We just do Google AdSense, but we just like sharing recipes with people, and, you know, it's fun. I get comments and emails from people all over the world. It's just fun getting to know people who share a passion for good food and good barbecue.
Yeah, and it's catching on all across the Midwest. Now, you're in Louisville, and you and I worked an event together a couple of weeks down there, a big barbecue contest, and we had an awful lot of fun. We had five big Good One smokers and six of their patio models out there. That was a pretty impressive sight, a smoke on the water in Louisville.
It really turned out well, and it's funny. I also write a weekly column. And, you know, I talked a little bit about the event, and those smokers were pretty impressive. I liked them.
Yeah, they work well. And this, you know, it's tailgate season, and kind of need some do's and don'ts for tailgating if you're smoking or grilling. And maybe if you have a good takeaway for everybody in terms of what is a great unthought of or something uncommon to take to a tailgate for grilling.
All right, you've hit me at the perfect time. Last week, we just went up to the Colts game with 17 guys and actually saw the Colts beat the Vikings, which was a nice situation for Colts fans right now. But we had 17 guys, and here's my theory on tailgating. I know you see all the pictures and videos of people firing up their Weber and doing the grilling on site. We're parking next to the stadium, and it's just kind of a pain to have to worry about what do you do with the grill, how do you get rid of the charcoals, are they still hot? So for me, I do all my prep work the day before. For this event, I was able to find pork loin on sale for around $2 a pound. And the day before, I indirect heated them with a hickory log and a good rub on the outside. Cooked them up till about 130 degrees. Took about an hour, hour and a half. And then I pulled them off and chilled them. It didn't cut into them. I didn't want those juices flying all over the place. So then the next morning before we left, I carved that loin into about half-inch pieces, and we served them with bread and barbecue sauce and coleslaw. We just warmed them up in a crock pot on the way up, and you had that nice smoky flavor. They were still moist because all the fluids didn't come out the day before. So I think, really good classy pork loin sandwiches are easy. You can walk around with them. You don't have to worry about plates or bowls or, grilling something while you're there. So my tip would be fix something the day ahead that you can then just kind of reheat, warm up, and you're not worried about all the other logistics of tailgating.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are talking with Dave Lobeck from BBQ My Way in Louisville, which is a little bit south of us here.
I noticed your temperature. What is it, 48 up there right now?
And I'm going fishing. As soon as we get done here, I've got my my caravan loaded up with so
Perfect.
Much stuff, I could like be homeless for a month and I'd make it. Well,
it's probably a great time of the year for that.
Your tip is well taken. And, if you wanted to do it hot, what we did, we were at an MSU game last weekend. I smoked some brisket, and I just wrapped it in foil and threw it in a dry cooler. And that brisket was still, 180, I think, Jop, when we got to the tailgate.
It was, and we took it off the smoker at about noon, and this was an 8 o'clock game, so we threw it in there about noon and took off, and by 7 o'clock when we were wrapping up, we still had hot brisket again. That dry cooler and wrapped in the foil, it really held the heat.
Oh, that sounds awesome. How long did you guys cook the brisket?
That was on about 12 hours.
Okay.
yeah kind of overcooked it was 203 when I pulled it, but we had radio to do,
Well, you got a life,
All right, David, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time. Good talking to you, and we'll talk to you again real soon,
sure. We'll get together again soon, Bob. Appreciate you calling.
Okay, bud.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. That's Dave Lobeck from BBQ My Way. Really good guy.
Yeah, we might run into him in a couple weeks when we're out in Kansas. I see that he's part of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. So if he's out there at the Royal, we'll chat with him again. Coming up next, we're going to break down a little bit more of that tailgate. We're going to do some the best burgers that we could find, and then maybe an easy tailgate toddy. So you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're going to be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.